انا مالي جوما في سيدي مكهو
Hello, my name is Kevin Hillary. I'll be speaking to guys earlier on. I was talking to him about my abuse and that. I can't even remember his name.
Okay.
Great,
and
the query is that she my phone. It cut out because it needed charged. And I just want him to, will you tell him please that I didn't, he's hung up.
Okay, let me have a look, see who you're speaking to. One second.
I can't remember his name, sorry about that, Paul.
What's your surname?
It's Kevin Hill. Great time to work out, Paul.
Kevin?
Kevin Hill. K-E-V-I-N. H-I-L-L. Do you want my passport?
I'm just going to put you on hold, Kevin. One second.
You will, Paul.
Hi Kevin, sorry about that. Just checking what you have done and what you haven't done. Okay, so what's your GP surgery?
It's to scalp, feet and ear.
Can you spell that for me, please?
K-E-K-A-T-H-T-A-R-T S-T-R W-T.
Medical practice, is it?
Oh, it's my doctor's eye.
Let me just check if we've got the right address. Oh, I've brought up somebody completely different. Is it on Powers Place?
Sorry?
It's not on Powers Place, is it? Can you spell it again for me, please? K?
Say what?
The name of the surgery.
K-A-T-H-A-R-T-S-T-R-E-D-T.
Let me just see. And where is that based?
An ear.
So I'll just search for the address while
I think it's I think it's Cathcart Street Medical Practice.
What did you think it was? Because that one's not come up either.
Cathcart Street Medical Practice.
Carter Street.
Cathcart Street Medical Practice. Medical Practice.
Right, let me just see that one. I've got it.
You go to Paul Rye.
Well
done, then. Can I just say something, Paul?
Yeah?
I've spoke to three people, right? And it's the first time I've ever spoke about it, and I just want to thank you.
Aww. That's okay. Are you okay? Oh. Have you got anyone with you?
No, I'm a mum and dad.
Have you with your mum and dad, yeah?
No.
Have you got a tissue?
Sorry?
Have you got a tissue? Because normally I'd give you a tissue if you were here.
I'm 4-1 now, please.
You've been through a lot, haven't you?
What?
You've been through a lot, haven't you?
Aye.
You've done really well to speak.
You see, the first time that I got sexually abused, right? They tried it a second time, right? And I refused. And what you made me do? Get out in the exercise lab in the winter. Reduced underwear and nothing else. Get me there for hours. Fucking dog, man. Sorry for swearing, pal.
You can swear as much as you like. Okay, title
two. What's your name again?
Natalie,
she got this for you, isn't she? She was over 40.
Yeah.
I've been ashamed and...
You shouldn't feel ashamed.
Because I spoke to you, I know that that was me. But you did a bastard. I was blaming myself for it.
Yeah. And did you ever speak to anyone before us at all?
No, I couldn't.
Okay. So what I'm going to suggest is that it would be really good if you could share with your GP how you're feeling. And I know it's a lot to go and tell someone else, but...
Yeah.
They can support you through this process. They can...
She my dog for fuck you, right?
Yeah.
They're bad. It's all fuck you and thing. That's why all I do is open my prescriptions. I'm never going to see a doctor. They're terrible.
Well, you're going to go through this process and it's not going to be an easy process.
I know, Paul, I know,
we need to make sure that you are safe, okay? It's going to invoke emotions and feelings that you haven't thought of or felt for a long time. And when you revisit things, it's like opening Pandora's box. And obviously, because we're not local, we don't know where you are. We're based in Liverpool. Obviously,
I'm in here.
Yeah, so we're not around the corner. It's not like you can pop into the office and have a chat. You can call us, and that's not a problem. But we want to make sure that you've got support of the right kind.
My mom and dad.
Yeah.
So I had two wee brothers, right, and they died. Just recently, and my mum and dad has kind of wrapped me up and caught me up because I'm the last one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I can talk to them. I thought I can talk to my mum and dad. You understand? So,
nice to talk to somebody that isn't related or in the situation. Just so you can get those...
I don't think I could do it. Honestly, I don't think... I don't think I could do it. I don't know.
Should I tell you how I know that I think you could? Because you're talking to me, and you don't know me. And I think you've reached the point probably when...
I won't talk to you.
Yeah. Let me give you a telephone number if you've got a pen there.
Good shit, good fuck.
You're doing really well. Because I'm amazing, honestly.
Hey, on you go.
Right, okay, this line is for talking therapy. Okay, so it's confidential, okay? And they'll make an appointment with you. But you need to tell them what you want it for. And you can obviously say that you've experienced childhood trauma. You don't need to say anything else on that initial call, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you have your sessions, that's when you can tell them, obviously, a little bit more, and you're in your safe space. So their telephone number is 0800...
There's been nothing at all. 800.
Yep, 328.
328.
Yep. 9655.
9655. What's it now?
And I'm going to get a crisis line number, okay? So these are the people that support your mental health, and you can talk to them at any time of the day, okay?
Well, see, what is not there's a thing called Housing First, and I'm with them, right? That's how I got my house, and I've got a work.
So this is nothing to do with housing, this is to do with your mental health, and if you need...
No. I know it's not there, but I'm just saying it comes out and it helps me.
Yeah. So these people, you can talk to them any time of day, okay? About talking about...
I don't know how
it's alright, take your time.
I don't know how it start.
So, because you don't know who I am, you don't know anything about me, and today you've literally just picked that phone up and you told me some bits. All you need to do when you ring these numbers is say, my name is, and I need somebody to talk to, and then you can say, I've recently done a claim for Scottish Redress, and then you can tell them from that point then, it'll probably flow. You don't have to tell them everything, you can just tell them bits at a time.
I'm telling them all, I do know.
Yeah, they can also put in extra support if they think...
I don't tell everything, and I still get some things in my head, that will destroy me, so I'm going to get the oil.
Yeah, so when you're doing that, it's like opening Pandora's box, so these... They might put in a crisis team support to help you, just to make sure they keep you safe. Yeah? Well, let's just double check how you are, yeah?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah?
So they will double check how you're feeling. Like, you give them a call after we finish today. They'll double check how you're feeling, and if they feel that you need extra support at this time, they'll let you know. They can refer you back to the GP and make sure the GP follows it up as well. Alright?
See, the GPs, they just don't like me. Obviously, they're bad.
See, there's usually a mental health practitioner in primary care, or if they feel that, you know, the risk is severe, they could refer you to the community mental health team. It will depend on the assessment, okay? Yeah, exactly. And this is why when you're opening Pandora's box, you know, you do need that support. Okay? So the number you need to ring for your mental health is 111. If it's anything like me, it's probably behind your ear or something.
Oh, yeah.
So you do 111 and it's option 2.
111 option.
Yeah.
2.
Have you heard of the Samaritans as well?
Aye.
Yeah, so do you want their number?
No.
No. There's also a service that I
can... Can I say something, Eric?
Of course you can.
See the support I've got just now?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's enough for me.
What do you mean?
Sorry?
Say that again.
See the support I've got just now?
Yeah.
I feel like it's enough.
That's alright, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
But listen, I promise that if it goes bad, I'll phone them.
Yeah. Excellent. I'm really pleased about that, Kevin. Just don't leave it, okay?
Thanks. But,
that's all right. Have you got a tissue with you? Yeah?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
You've done really well to go through all of this information and everything. And I know it's difficult.
It's hard.
It is very hard. You know? It's
not easy. It's not easy to tell my problems, isn't it? And I mean, they really get my fault, really.
Well, we're here to support you.
I know you're a part of it. I spoke to you, I spoke to an Arab woman and another guy, and you know,
yeah. You've come away from the phone, haven't you, Kevin?
Sorry, Kevin.
That's alright.
I'm bending down to get my tissue.
Tissue up your nose, you'll be fine. Okay, so let's tell you about the process from now then, yeah? So it's going to take about 10 months. So I will put myself down as your main contact. So if you've got any concerns going forward, this is, I don't know if you've got my number that comes on your phone.
Yeah, I've got it.
Put in?
I've got it.
You've got it, yeah? So you can put it on your phone, and then you can give me a call if you get any questions or anything.
Alright, thank you.
Yeah? Do you want a copy of your care records if we get hold of them? Do you want to think about that?
What do you mean?
We're going to try and get hold of your care records to provide evidence for your claim. Yeah?
I don't want to see them.
Right,
I don't want to see them soon.
That's fine. That's not a problem. So
I'm sorry.
You do not need to be sorry, okay? You have absolutely nothing to be sorry for, okay?
I keep thinking that it's my fault.
It's not your fault.
Why me?
I know. But it wasn't your fault, and I can guarantee that to you. But what I do want you to
do... It's hard. People, my mum and dad will think the same. But it's hard to just...
I know.
It's hard to explain how
you've been through a lot. Just give yourself some time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
That's what my dad says.
Yeah.
I think my dad's going to take me and my mum to Blackpool for a week from his.
Oh, that would be amazing, wouldn't it?
I think that would help me a lot, short ribs.
Yeah. And just remember, one step at a time. You don't have to face all of this in one go.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just one step at a time. If you don't want to think about it one day,
Dad needs to go in front of people and tell them what happened.
No, that's the next bit I was coming to. So we're going to gather all that information. If you don't want me to come back and clarify that information that I've seen, that's fine. I will come back and tell you this is the case that I've sorted out now.
Uh-huh.
Get additional information. And I'll try and be as sensitive as possible.
I'll
call you, yeah, and I'll make it as sensitive as I can,
because
you do not have to go to that panel, okay, it's a closed panel,
okay.
But I will let you know what date it's going to be held, okay?
Thank you.
Alright, I'm
late, but oh yeah, I feel better now.
You feel better now?
Aye.
Excellent. I feel horrible, okay? So, questions, you just ring me at any point.
Thank you very much, Paul.
That's all right. So, as part of our compliance, I have to go through what options you have as an individual, okay, for your Scottish redress. So, you could independently do it yourself and research your own evidence, or you could have a different solicitor from England or Scotland who has accepted the fee of £2,000 from Scottish Redress, and they get that fee if you win or lose, okay?
Uh-huh.
And there's ourselves at MMA Legal. We act on your behalf. We've opted out of that fee from Scottish Redress, but we take 20% capped fee if you win the case, and if you lose, we don't charge any fee, okay? So we're completely independent and acting for you. You're entitled to a 14-day cooling-off period, Kevin. A 14-day cooling-off period.
What's that?
So you get 14 days to think about if you still want to proceed with us, or you can go ahead straight away if you have
to. No, go ahead straight away.
Okay, that's all right.
Is that okay, Natalie?
Absolutely, it's your choice, 100%.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Do you have any other questions for me today?
No. I just want to say you can listen better on the...
Good. Yeah? Have you got that tissue up your nose?
No, it's a wee near my eyes, isn't it?
I can imagine you with, like, it sticking out your nose now.
Yeah. I'm just going to the thing you used to get from mum and dad or something.
Excellent. What are you doing?
I like sweet and sour.
Nice.
Brilliant.
Rice or just with noodles?
Yeah, not rice, all really.
Yeah.
And banana fritters.
Oh no, I couldn't do a banana fritter. Definitely not.
No.
No. Have you tried the battered Mars bars and stuff as well?
No, I've never tried that at all.
I honestly could only eat a little bit. You've got to have a try of that, honestly. A little bit, and then you just feel like you can't eat anymore.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Okay, so what I'm going to do then, you make sure you ring them numbers. Right, either before or after you go to the Chinese, yeah? Okay?
Yeah.
And what I'll do is, when I've got some more information, I'll give you a call.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Bob.
No worries. Thank you very much for your time, okay?
Thank you, mate.
No worries. Take care now.
Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.